From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Monroe County Sheriff Rick Ramsey estimates that 20,000 fewer people a week are traveling into the Florida Keys after a checkpoint at the county line and a statewide stay-at-home order went into effect. But over the weekend, the deputies working the checkpoint saw some people who don't live or work in the Keys trying to sneak in using fake stickers that are only issued to locals.
You see the yellow ones that had big white lines indicative of a bad printer or a printer low on ink. We saw some stickers that were not the right proportionate size. The stickers are designed to be stuck on the inside of the car windshield. We saw some that were printed and were stuck on the outside.
The stickers were issued to allow Keys residents to get back onto the island chain after a hurricane evacuation. There is sometimes a checkpoint set up at that time to keep non-residents out.
But it wasn't designed for a checkpoint of this long duration, this magnitude. Thus is why we're seeing cracks in the system.
Ramsey says most people turned away at the checkpoint do accept the rule. Now, late yesterday, Monroe County suspended distribution of the hurricane reentry stickers. They also advised all Keys residents and property owners going through the checkpoint to carry additional documentation proving they live or own property there. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.